All right, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. All right. This theme for this year, actually, it's the theme from now until the Great Tribulation. Yeah. And this is the last time you have, by the way. This is the last event. He's cleansing his what?
Church.
His temple or his church. Yeah, he's cleansing his temple. The temple means the place where God dwells. And he dwells in the church, so it's okay. Church, temple. But that's the church of the kingdom of God. Or the kingdom of heaven. Depends on how you look at it. Now, the kingdom of heaven wants you to come home, and you have to be clean. So I'm going to name something that's not clean today, and we're going to deal with that. Not clean is being soulish. You know, in other words, if you are ruled by your soul, you are not of the Spirit. If you're ruled by your soul, you are not ruled by the Spirit. So, there's a problem today in the church is that the majority of the church is lukewarm. That means they're soulish. It doesn't mean they're not born again. It means they're born again, but they never went on to perfection. They never went on to holiness. In other words, they're not cleansed. They're not cleaned up. So it's one thing to be forgiven. He is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins. And, now here's the and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow, that would mean you didn't have any. If he cleanses us from all, he'd come back. That's amazing. So the minute we got cleansed from all unrighteousness by Jesus, same blood that forgives you, same exact blood that also cleanses you. Ah, that's a double duty right there. He forgives you of all your sins, but leaves them. Then he cleanses you of all unrighteousness, all sins. Now, you don't have any. So you're now ready as a wise virgin for the Lord to return as the bridegroom. You're ready as a wise virgin. So he's first a Savior, forgives you. Then he's a Lord, cleanses you. Now he's coming back as a bridegroom, marry you. Ha! There it is. Now you understand everything that's happening. But he won't come back until the Great Tribulation. So what do we do now? Get cleansed right now. If there was any wicked way in us, any sin whatsoever, that God, not you, cleanses. You don't cleanse. You don't cleanse. You don't forgive. He forgives you, he cleanses you, and he perfects you in love. So your love will be perfected when he comes back. Then you can go to heaven. And the only reason he came back, get you. The only reason he came back, not to get the devil, not to get the false prophet, not to get the Antichrist. He's not after them yet. He's waiting for them. He's waiting for them to finish punishing Israel. Jacob's trouble. Now, I know you're not interested in this topic, but I have to preach it because it's in the Bible. So it's your very life, because all the soulish people will not make it. Anybody in the soul who doesn't have a new heart, now even the foolish, they have a new heart. But they're foolish virgins. So even though they have a new heart, they never grew up They never got cleansed. They never got sanctified. So justification by faith forgives. Sanctification by the Spirit cleanses until you're perfect, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. You'll be ready as a bride. I was at your wedding, and you were ready. You were ready as a bride. And that was before Wyatt. Yeah. You weren't here yet. That was pre-Wyatt. Now you're part of the family. You're part of the family. You're part of the family. Yahoo. Yahoo. Yeah. You now make a perfect family. Perfect family. Amen. Isn't it powerful? I think you're happy to be here.
I am.
I am. You got the perfect parents. They don't look perfect, but they are. They are. They're perfect. They're perfect. And in fact, you all have the perfect parents. They just didn't look it. You made a mistake there to think they would look it and then act like it. Nah, they look like Christians, but they don't act like Christians, right? Because they never got cleansed. They never got cleansed. So forgive them. Is it okay to be forgiven? Yes, of course he forgives everybody. Anybody who wants to can take it. It's free. You were passive. You didn't have anything to do with it. What do you have to do with cleansing yourself? Nothing. Oh. What do you have to do with perfecting yourself? Nothing. Well, then how come we don't get to do anything? You're the bride. You get all the blessing. He takes all the burden. So Jesus is still alive. See, he didn't die. He died, but then God raised him up from the dead. Why? Because he had no sin. So he couldn't keep him out of heaven since he had no sin. So he said, oh, got to raise him up. And then when he dies, you die. When he lives in you. So he had to raise him up. Now you don't see him. How many of you don't see him? You don't see him. All you have is his word. All you have is his word. I exalt my word above my name. All you have is his word. You don't see it. But you already are it. It doth not yet appear, but you are it. You're perfect. But it doth not yet appear, but we know that when he appeareth, you shall be like him. Perfect. Perfect. He can't come back for a harlot. He can't come back for a foolish virgin. He can't, because they have soulish. They have sin. They've never been cleansed of all their sins. Most people in the church today compromise. If my niece was a homosexual, I believe in that. They're Christians, but they believe in homosexuality. And so on and so forth. In other words, no, you don't adjust religion to agree with the morals of the world today. Because morals won't make it. Nobody moral will make it to heaven. Mortal man will not go to heaven. You have to be born again, filled with the Spirit, led of the Spirit. Ah, there you go. So, I preach a process, not a one-time event like being born again. Everybody else teaches a one-time event. You got to get saved. No. Salvation is threefold. The atonement is threefold. He forgives you, then he cleanses you, then he perfects you. Threefold. And they go in order. So, now he's cleansing your soul. He already has a new heart. You have a new heart. You have a new heart. If you believe, you will see. If you believe, you will see. Not if you see, you will believe. And so you can't just see it like Thomas. He wanted to see it. Well, if I see it, I'll believe. And he said to him, blessed are those who not seeing, yet believe. You have to believe right now. Is he now King of Kings? No, he's not. But when he comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he has not done that yet. He is for us, but he's not for the rest of the world. For us, he's the head of the church. But only if you're growing, only if you allow the Holy Spirit to baptize you every single day. I die daily. I die daily. You're not dying in your heart, bowels, womb. You're dying in your soul. Soulishness won't make it. So you got to die there. No sin. I want you to say those words. I don't want any sin in me, Lord.
I don't want any sin in me, Lord.
No sin in me, Lord.
I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Get it. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Get me cleansed of all unrighteousness. Powerful. You see, if you don't agree with that, he won't do it. I'm telling you right now. That's the one thing you can do not to hit it. I don't want you to clean me anymore. I'm so cleaned, I think I'm just as clean as can be. Now, a soulish Christian believes that. They're trying to establish their own righteousness. Well, I know I compromise a few things, but I think it's okay with God. He forgives me. Yeah, he does forgive you. You're not wrong on that. He forgives you of all sin, but you need to confess it. Well, I don't need to confess it. I'm the righteousness of Christ. You're the righteousness of Christ by faith. You see, you only have a new heart. You don't have a new soul. You have to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Three things. First commandment. Three things. And the end of the law, love your neighbor as yourself. There it is. So now, what I've taught you is something hardly anyone knows. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. I don't have anything original. I just plagiarize the Bible. I just, whatever it says, I says. Whatever it does, I does. Well, I doesn't do it without faith, though. Right now, I do it in faith. But someday, I'll not only do it from the heart, I'll do it from the heart and the soul and the body. My strength. Now, you see, what God wants you to do is let the Lord Jesus make a division. Make a division. Divide his kingdom into those that are soulish and those that are in the spirit. You see? Remember in Romans 1:8-1, it says these words. There is therefore now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. That walk is the third part. Walking is your what you do. Willing is who you are in Christ. But believing, that is what he did on the cross. Now it's time for you to take up your cross daily. Amen. So every day, Lord, maybe I have another sin today. Could you show it to me? Not call, I'll do anything. I won't do anything. I'll just watch you do it and give you all the praise. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me for all my sins. Chair 4. I praise you, Lord, for being everything I need. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. I thank you. I praise you for that. Because you're cleansing me from all unrighteousness. No more works of the flesh. I don't want to be under dominion of the flesh. Even though I'm a Christian, chair 4, I'm not a Christian in chair 5. Because I haven't been cleansed. So chair 5 still sinneth. So every day, he has to show you another sin. So have you gotten rid of all fear? Yes. Envy? Yes. Doubt? Yes. Self-pity? Yes. Pride? Yes. Anger? Yes. Yes. Lust? Yes. Now, those are the 7 big giants. Girgashites, Malachites, Hittites, Hivites, etc. There's 7 of them. There's 7 of them in the Bible. They're the strongholds in your life. Are you through with all fear? Perfect love casts out all fear. Are you through with all fear? Boy, that's a big one. This is big. More than lust. More than anger. I mean, that's a big one. If you get no fear in your life, wow. That'd be powerful. Perfect love casts out all fear. That's one of the last ones. He wants to get rid of that one. I want you to be self-controlling, he's saying, not only in your spirit, heart. I also want you to be, I want you to have no fear. I want you to have no lust, no bitterness, no anything, no sin. I don't want you to be soulish. I want you to be spiritual. So, are you born of the Spirit? Yes, everyone here is born of the Spirit. Everyone here, even in the lukewarm church, born of the Spirit, virgins. They're virgin, born of the Spirit. Chair 4. But are they led, filled with the Spirit every day? Well, they're not led because they're not dead. So unless you die to your sin in chair 5, you won't be led in chair 6. Because he'd be leading someone that's still in the flesh. So he has to kill you in chair 5 to resurrect you in chair 6. I know I'm speaking mysteries to you, but I'm trying to make them so that they're not mysterious. I preach the same thing every week. And now I have to preach this because the next thing on God's agenda is the tribulation. I don't want us to be there yet. I want us to have time. And so God knows your heart. If you want to go all the way with Jesus, if you want to go all the way with Jesus, now I'm going to have to repeat everything. I'm going to have to repeat everything I just said. Don't be late. No, I'm kidding. There's no law. You're not under law. There's no condemnation. So all sins are forgivable. As a matter of fact, God will repeat them. He has to repeat everything. So, chair 4 is, he forgave you of all your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you from all your sins. He should that. That's done. You're now born again. You're now born of the Spirit. However, you need to grow up. You need to be not only a little child, you need to be a young man or a young woman and get all your sins cleansed. So, and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's where we are right now, chair 5. But you can't stop there. Because after you're dead, then he's led. You'll be led after you're dead. You have to be dead to be led. So there you have it. So, Lord Jesus, get my soul clean today from pride, anger, lust, fear, envy, doubt, self-pity. Get me completely clean of all those Hittites, the Girgashites. I don't want those to rule me and have dominion over me. They're strongholds. You can conquer those every day. How? By faith. You don't have to see it. It's not he who sees believes. It's he who believes sees. If you say it with your mouth, Lord, I'm not a luster. I'm not an angry person. I'm not fearful. You can say those. You just say them. Why? It's part of the battle. You don't have to say them if you don't even want to. But you can, and I do. I like to agree with what he says. I like to agree with that. I don't have any fear in me. Perfect love casts out all fear. I don't have any doubt in me. Etc., etc., etc. So it's not hard. It's not hard to do spiritual warfare. As a matter of fact, it's so easy because he does it. I don't even do it. I'm just a branch in his vine, and the Father put me there. I didn't put myself there. The Father himself is drawing you because he loves you. That's why he does that. He sends his mercy and grace on you. And so you don't have anything to worry about because God has done everything. There's nothing more to be done than he did. It is finished, he said on the cross. So if it's finished, that means in heaven. It's finished in heaven. It's not finished down here. And so I get to cooperate in the sense of, and only in the sense of, let Jesus do the work. That's how I cooperate. Jesus, do it. I'm not helping you. You just do it on your own, because I think you're perfect and I think I'm not. I think you do things that are impossible. I only do things that are possible. Flesh cannot, it does not have a ladder tall enough to reach heaven. It's on one of those, you know, 2-footers. You know, it's not really tall enough. I'll get a 6-foot. That doesn't matter. You can get 6-foot. But heaven is a little bit higher than 6-foot. 30-foot. That doesn't matter what you get. Anything that soul does, anything the self does, anything that you do has to be cleansed. It's not perfect. I know your works. They're not perfect. I know your works. They're not perfect. But the sin in the last days, we're living in the last days. The sin in the last days, we're definitely living in the last days. You see all the lawlessness? Good. That means the time is short. The devil knows he has but a short time. He's stirring up all his wicked, lawless people today. I mean, they're nervous. You can tell it. If it's in the heavens, it's on earth. The homosexual agenda, the Al-Qaeda general, you know, I mean, everything he can stir up, he's stirring it up. Because all men will end up in the flesh. They are flesh, they'll die as flesh. Or they might have an opportunity if they listen to us and see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. So your prayers do make a difference. That's one of the things you can do. I'm cleansed of all unrighteousness by faith, even though I don't see it. But I need to pray for the wicked. I need to pray for my enemies. I need to pray for them. I need to love them. I need to bless them. You can bless your enemies. Ha! You can bless them. I'm not mad at them. Just like God isn't mad at us when he forgives us.
Thank you, Lord.
He's never been mad at us. He loves every man. I don't know if you know that. God himself loveth you. I mean, he loves everybody. He's never. In fact, we hated him without a cause. That's what it says in the Bible. It says, they hated me, and I was the only one that created them, and I was the only one that sent redemption. I was the only one that was willing to perfect them and marry them and all that kind of stuff. Golly, how can they be mad at me? I've done nothing but forgive and be merciful. Even Israel, he's willing, even though there's going to be Jacob's trouble for 1,260 days, and a lot, the majority of Jewish people will be destroyed. Did you hear what I just said?
Wow.
It's going to be a Holocaust like you've never seen before. The Holocaust was child's play compared to what's about to happen. That was child's play. I'm sorry. This is the greatest tribulation this world has ever seen, and the whole world will be against Israel, except us. We'll be for Israel. And you know your prayers, you know what they do? They save out after he's troubling Jacob for 3.5 years, 42 months, 1,260 days. While we're praying, the sons of Levi are being purified. We're praying for Israel and the sons of Levi, a big group. This is all in the Bible. If you read the Bible every day, you'd understand how everything I'm saying to you is not, I'm not making it up. I have scriptures for everything. And they're not just made up. They're really clear. If I read them to you, that's true. Yeah, what you just said, that's true. So I'm just telling you, he's faithful and just to forgive you from all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and to perfect you in love. all of that. So you'll be like a bride. You'll be like a bride. Yeah, Sam isn't coming today, so you can sit his seat. is not coming today. And Vicky. So we'll forgive them, though. They're missing a good one. Sam, if you're going to listen to this tape later, you missed today. I'll bet you were down in the big park on the south side of Texas. They like that park. They go there a lot. It's a pretty time of year to go there, actually. It's called Big Bend. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's like paradise. It's right next to Mexico. The Mexicans should have kept that part, you know. they were robbed. They thought Texas was nothing. It's something. You know, before the Revolution, Mexicans didn't even want to live up here. There's a handful of them. And they fought with us. And they're still here. They're still part of our culture. Because they believed in what we believed in. Freedom. And even though they were still Roman Catholic, they believed in the freedom we were preaching. They liked the fruit. They didn't want to be Protestant, but they liked the fruit. Because we stood for something that they believed in. Hey, I don't want Santa Anna to be ruling over us. He's a dictator. He's going to impose upon us Catholicism. I want it to be free. I'm kind of Catholic in my religion, but I'm Protestant in my practical side. I want to see freedom. And they were one of the first ones to sign up and said, I'm Texan. I'm not Mexican anymore. Did you know when you're a Christian, you're no longer Jew or Gentile, you're a new creation?
Amen.
Did you know that? Did you know that? So you're not Jew or Gentile.
Amen.
Right now it's the time of the Gentiles. I'm sorry. It's Gentile time. And we're still dominating the world. The Gentiles. We're the bad guys. Oppressing people and so on and so forth. But I'm a new creation. I'm not. Judy, you're not. We're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. We make the earth pleasing in God's sight. Someday there'll be a new heaven, a new earth. Yeah, we'll be that. We'll be that. We'll be that. When you and I are ruling up in heaven, we'll be ruling over the Jewish people in Jerusalem. Old Jerusalem will be the new Jerusalem. We'll be ruling over them, the Lamb and his bride. This is during the millennium. And then after that, then we'll have new heaven and new earth. That's us. That's us. And there'll be no one left except the bride of Christ. Jew and Gentile, doesn't matter what your background is, you're now a new creation. And so, you don't even know about all these things, but I'm telling you, they're in the Bible. They're in the Bible. If you read the whole Bible, you'll see that they're in there. Everything that I've told you is accurate. Right. Is that because I'm smart? Nope. It's because I read. That's all. I just read it. I'm a pastor, and pastors have to read and rightly divide the Word of God. So now, even for those that just came late, what am I teaching you today?
Oh, the tribulation.
No, I'm talking about tribulation, yeah. But I'm not teaching you that. I'm teaching you before the tribulation. What?
We have to be sanctified. We have to be cleansed.
Right.
Before we can be led of the Spirit.
Correct. Okay. So, you have to be not soulish, you have to be spiritual. Today, only today, he's separating, dividing between soul and spirit. And if you're soulish, you're still part of this world. But I'm not by faith. You see, you make it so easy. Well, it is easy. You just do it by faith, because you cannot do it any other way. You can't say, I have a perfect heart, I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. You can't say that. You can say, with all my heart. That's chair four. But today is cleansing your soul. So then you can say, with all my soul. And then you can say, with all my strength. Mind, body, it doesn't matter what word you use. It means you have the power. You have the power to live a holy life. When you go to heaven, you don't have any more faith. The faith is over. As soon as he comes back, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, it's a whole new deal. It's nothing like this. For example, you have the strength to ride on a cloud. Do you have the strength today? No. Mm-hmm. You don't. Everybody here don't. Mm-hmm. You don't. You can't. But someday you'll be riding on clouds. Remember when Jesus left? He rode up on a cloud. Because he'd been resurrected from the dead. He was now going back to the Father. That's how you ride up to be with the Father. You gotta ride on a cloud. Because he lives quite a few miles above earth. How many miles does he live above earth? Like a bazillion? I mean, I don't know. But he's the most high God. So wherever the end of the universe is, I mean, these are secret things that he hasn't revealed to us yet. But the secret things, they're trying to map the universe today. Can't do it. They keep running into black holes and all kinds of things that they can't explain. Anomalies. Every time they try to, you know, figure it out. Hey, we're almost there. I think we're almost there. But before they plug it in, they'll realize we're not even close. Because you can't get close because you're soulish. So the Enlightenment and the humanism and all the stuff that man does is soulish. Soulish, soulish. In other words, natural. Your soul is the natural part of you. It's your soul. Moral, reasonable. But it can't stay that way. Even though it's moral, it does immoral things. Even though it's reasonable, it does irrational things. So you see, you can't count on anybody staying that way. Nobody. So when you get married, you marry another person that is equally mortal. Equally. Unless you marry a Christian. And unless they're mature. So it'd be better if we had the men be mature rather than the women. But the men don't want that. They fight against that. Men want to stay juvenile, little children. They don't want to grow up. They want to just stay small. Would you be my mommy? Because they're helpless. They just do that to get their own way, though. Would you please be my mommy? Where's your keys? I don't know. I put them here. Well, where are they now? I don't know. Well, I'm not going to find them for you, my wife says. Because I taught her to do that. Don't be my mother. You're not my mommy. I have Jesus. I don't need you to help me. I'm okay just with Jesus, right?
Amen.
So, do you need your husband, Suzanne? Susan? Do you? No, you don't. You don't need him. You want him. But you don't need him. You want him, but you don't need him. To want somebody is just, I want him, because Jesus said, I want him. So that's why you want him. But you don't need him. You need Jesus. All you need is Jesus. And that's what's happening right now. The worship from your heart. And soulish people don't have a heart. Oh, they have a wicked heart. Because even though they have a new heart, it's divided because of the soul and the body. They have all the dominion. And so even though you have a new heart, you never use it to worship God with all your heart. But it doesn't say with all your heart. It says with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. That will come when Jesus comes back. Am I teaching you something you don't know? Yes, you don't know it. Why? Because you're not reading the Bible. And so I'm teaching you something you don't know, but it actually you do know it because it's in the Bible. And all you have to do is read the Bible every day. Pastor, I'm going to read my Bible every day. Don't promise that. Just say, a good idea. Do it by faith. Do it by faith. Because you can read your Bible by faith, and one day that faith will come, become a fact. You'll actually do it. Because he doesn't want you to literally read it. He wants you to meditate on it day and night. And you got to have a lot of scripture in you. Why? Because I might not sin against thee because I have the word hidden in my heart. That's why, as a pastor, if I don't have the word in my heart, I can't get it out to you. I have to have it not just in my head knowledge. It has to be in my heart. Lukewarm Christians only have head knowledge. Yeah. They believe Jesus died. They believe he rose from the dead. But only God knows their heart, so I can't say what kind of hearts they have. Don't know, don't care. Not even interested. But I do know this. They're the majority church today because the Bible says they are. They're Laodicean Christians, which are lukewarm. And if any man hears his voice, he'll open the door and they'll invite him to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then they'd be part of the part of the sons of Levi that are purified during the great tribulation. But I don't know how many are going to get that. It's up to our prayers. The harvest is ripe, the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. So, among the Jewish people, and there are. They're called messianics, but I don't know how many of them are true or how many of them are not. I don't judge hearts. Jesus, he reserves that right to himself. He judges the hearts and the reins, which is your heart and soul. He judges those two things. So, I don't judge those. I don't want to. I can only go by your behavior. I can just say your behavior stinketh. So that means there's something wrong with you. You're still lusting. You're still angry. You're still bitter. And so on and so forth. I can do that. But that doesn't tell me anything because I still don't know your heart. You might be doing that because he hasn't finished with you. I don't know. I don't care. I don't even care what people do. But it does tell me something. It tells me, well, you're not mature right now. You didn't act mature. But we do it by faith, so you really can't mature and figure out who's mature and who's immature. I can't. I'm not going to. So I never worry about people's behavior. It's just that it is a kind of a little bitty signal. Jim, your preaching is not good because it didn't help that person. Your life is not that bright a light because you didn't help that person over there. So I never blame you, ever. I always blame myself. You didn't preach it right. You didn't fast right. You didn't spend enough time in the Bible. You didn't spend enough time in God's presence. I never blame you. And do I blame myself? Not really. I just put that on Jesus. Jesus, here's another sin you got right here. Get that clean. I'm sure some of the people are praying for me that I'll preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And if so, then I bear the burden. You get the blessing. So you're just blessing yourself. So if you love your pastor, just as an office, you actually are blessing yourself because you get to hear truth. Hey, make the pastor not tell us his opinion. Make us tell us the truth that'll set us free. I mean, just put pressure on him till he does that. Make him fall off the roof on his head. Whatever he needs until he's dead. And then resurrect him. So I believe the angels caught me at the last minute, despite your prayers. He didn't quite kill me. I'm still alive.
Hallelujah.
Kicking. I'm still kicking. I still, but by reason of strength, I'm 77, so there's only 3 years left to be by reason of strength. I still have 3 more years to go. I may reach to 80. But some people could reach 90. Some are over 100. I want to be one of those.
Amen.
Because I have so much to study and say and do and so on and so forth. But let's say I go today. This doesn't make any difference. God will give you someone else if you pray for him. You can find a church anywhere in the world, even though there's none there. You can start one. You could actually start one where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So you just need one other person, you can start a church. Can't be a family member, by the way. But you could start a church.
Amen.
And so you could be in a prison cell or in a communist camp out or Al-Qaeda chop head off group or wherever. You can have church there. Just if two of you. I heard the Lord. Me too. That's it. That's a church. I saw the Lord today. Me too. That's a church. So 10,000 members and only two are Christian. The rest are soulish. So what I'm doing today is saying you have a sword in your hand, a two-edged sword. With that two-edged sword, make a division. Not between soul and body, the whole rest of the world, but between spirit and soul. Amen. That's the cut. Today, don't worry about the soul. Cut that off. The soul won't make it to heaven. Moral people won't make it to heaven. Nice people won't make it to heaven. I want you to hear me because I know everyone, I mean everyone that I've ever met, has believed that morals were a Christian virtue. They're not. Your moral life has to be dictated by the Holy Spirit. That's the true definition of the word virtue. Not human virtue. This is divine virtue. The branch in the vine. That's where your virtue comes from. The vine bears the fruit. You don't even bear it. You don't even bear it. So your perfect work is something you don't do because you don't do perfect work. So if it's a perfect work, Jesus did it. Jesus did it. So when someone says, Pastor, that was a great sermon, that just means you liked it. That doesn't mean anything. That really had an impact on me. That's a psychological thing. I don't trust people like that. I'm gonna stand up and say it next week. Okay. They won't be there. They won't be there the next week. Because already something happened and during the week they changed their mind. This has changed my life forever. It is like people at a bar saying that. I hit my old lady today and here I am. I got a drink, but I swear this is going to be the last time I do it. They're just lying. People lie all the time. Let every man be a liar. Let God be true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Now he's talking about not born again. We're born again. So we're not that man. We're a new creation, Randy. Brand new. Something never before ever on the earth until Jesus came along. Never before. It's by faith. You get it by faith. You just read the word and it convinces you and you became a Christian. That's why people don't want to read it, because they don't want to be Christians. They want to stay in their sin. They're soulish. So they go to big churches because you can hide in a big church and you can't be seen. In this church, you can't. You can't hide in a big church. You can hide easily. Come in the back row and even sleep. They don't even notice. You know. Or just be there. And you know, we had some members in our Fort Worth church that just actually came to church because you could get a good night's sleep that way. And they're always snoring. I mean, right during the service. I don't disturb them. In the colonies, they used to have a little club that the usher carried around, and it had a little ball on the end. You could just bump somebody on the head like that. Ooh, pay attention. Or it had a feather if you were just snoring softly. It had a feather, tickle, tickle, tickle. And that, no, this really happened. Because they didn't want anyone to miss the sermon.
Right.
so that you keep people awake. And on the other end of the stick was the offering basket. So put your offering in there. Wake up. Put your offering in there. And so, I mean, this literally took place. We don't do that. We're not under a law. They want people to hear. I don't make people hear. I just let them snore away. Because the same message I preached last week, I'm preaching this week, is the same message I'll preach next week. So it doesn't matter that people don't come. It doesn't matter because you heard it the first time. And it went into your spirit. So don't come. It doesn't bother me. Unless you're given to me, I will then seek you out. If you're given to me, I'll seek you out. So everyone here I would seek out. Because you come at an unreasonable hour. In Dallas, people are either playing golf or they're, you know, smoking weed or something. But or they're sleeping. But we have church early here. It's for Dallas's purpose, because I know Dallas likes sleeping on Sunday. No, we don't want that. We want people to come early and without the bopper and without the feather. People will stay awake. Why? Because what I'm telling you is the truth. Don't worry. I've affected hundreds and hundreds of families here. Maybe thousands, but certainly hundreds. But so I'm not really worried about that. And marriages that would be divorced, but they're not. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, at least 200 to 300. Easy. I can name them. They would today be divorced, but I don't believe in that because the Bible doesn't believe in that. In fact, in the Old Testament, it says, I hate divorce. If God says that, that doesn't mean it's not forgivable. It just means he hates it because it doesn't lead to happiness. If you just run away from one problem and then run into another problem and you're not grown up yet, you need to grow up. I never deal with women. I always deal with men. And so I never blame a woman because Jesus didn't blame his bride. So as Christ loves the church, let every man love his wife. But I always blame the man. You're immature. Usually they nod. Yeah. You're ignorant. Yeah. And usually men, they don't disagree. Oh, I've had one or two, but hardly any. Yeah, yeah. Because they know. Because men live double lives and triple lives and quadruple lives and so on and so forth. And so I love liars. I love people that deceive and trick. I love it. Because I grew up that way, and I'm really familiar with that, how far the soul can go in tricking. So I'm not naive. Just because you have 10,000 members doesn't mean anything. Only two might only be Christians. But I say in most churches, there are Christians. Even in cults, there are Christians. You just don't know why anybody's there because you don't read hearts. But God knows everybody about everything. And he knows that it'll be numberless hosts. How can it be numberless if somebody didn't number it? Well, God knows the number. He's not telling you right now what it is. So he knows we'll be numberless, the Gentiles. We'll be numberless. You can't number us. That means it's at least in the millions and maybe the billions. But we'll be a big group, but not the whole thing. Even 7 billion people, or 7.5 billion, whatever we are, even 10% would be a pretty good deal. But if it's numberless, it's probably not just 10%. Might be more than that. I don't know. Really don't care. So, what's he doing today? I'm going to read it. Ready? Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I'll try to do it without comment, but I may comment. Let us therefore fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest. I'm at rest. Come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I'm at rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. So I don't want you to be short of it. Don't be soulish. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, the Jewish people. But the word preached did not profit them, the Jewish people. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So that's how you're soulish. And all Jews are this way. Are there any exceptions? Yeah, there are. There'll be the sons of Levi that will be purifying when we pray. But they won't go through the great tribulation. They'll be spared. They'll be spared. They'll be spared. As soon as Jesus comes back, they'll go to heaven. Right away. Because the first thing that happens is us. The church. The second thing that happens is not only the Lamb and His bride, but also the Jewish people that are part of the election that God spoke to Abraham about when He cut the covenant. Oh, by the way, you're not only going to bless the Goy, that's us, non-Jewish, you're going to bless the Am, the Jewish people, and you'll have seed. You'll have seed. Small s. So their seed today, small s, isn't part of the big S, which is Jesus. Seed, singular. And by the way, it's singular. So your seed, singular. Jesus. So you have to be in Jesus today. And so if you're messianic, you're in Jesus. But I can't judge the heart, so I don't know how many are hypocrites and how many are not. A hypocrite is someone who's not himself. You're not being yourself because yourself is really a killer. Mean, nasty, cold. Right? Those are the works of the flesh. But if you're part of the works of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and not only that, meekness and self-control, self-government, self-restraining. You restrain yourself. Tim, I restrain myself from doing things that my old self wanted to do, but my new self will not, because by faith, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. That's perfect tense. It already is. In heaven, I'm already a Christian. But on earth, I don't look like it. So it's by faith on earth. Till Jesus comes back, then it'll be immediately real. I'll get my new body. I'll float up on the cloud. How's your cloud? Good. You're still into the left. Get back to the right here. Can you steer these things? Oh, yeah. So you're going right to heaven. I don't think we'll be saying those jokes up there. I might, though. I could. Especially if I see some of my church members. Wow, how did you get here? I can't believe you're here. Pastor, I can't believe you're here. You're right. I don't know how I got here, just by grace or faith or something. I did it by faith. I did it by faith. All right, so now let's read this. This is so powerful. This is sweet. This is good. I love this scripture. For we who have believed do enter rest. Now you're in rest. And he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So you see, you already did all your works. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You already did all that. When? When Jesus did them before the foundation of the world. He lived your life for you, Dan. He lived your life for you, Judy. He lived your life for you. He lived your life. He lived all of our lives, so we just enter in the rest, which is enter into what He did then. He didn't do it on Calvary. He just confirmed it on Calvary. He just confirmed it. But he was crucified before the foundation of the world. He was crucified. In other words, God already said, when you go to earth, they'll crucify you. And that'll be the confirmation of the covenant that He struck with Abraham. And so he did all that. Now that's all finished. But it was finished before the foundation of the world. That's what he's talking about here. It already was done. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on the wise, and he said, God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. So your works are in him. Your works are actually in him, because you don't do any perfect works, but he does them for you. Because you couldn't do them. So it's not in the Bible, it's in Christ in the Bible. You see, Christ is your life. He's your righteousness. You don't have any apart from him. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You have nothing. You are nothing. But in him, you can do all things. How? Christ does it. Because he's in me. We have a relationship. We don't perform under the law with lip service. We actually have a relationship with him. And I'm not the vine, but I'm grafted into the vine by the Father. He grafted me into the vine. How did I get here? Well, you didn't get it on your own. Well, I didn't think I was able to do that. Well, you're not bearing any fruit. I'm sticking you in here. And so, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So, am I grafted in? Yep. How do you know? I don't know. I never look at my fruit, so I have no idea. Well, how do you know? It's written in the Bible. Well, that's how you know. Well, don't you want to see it? Nope, I don't. I don't want to know how much fruit I have. I'm not counting. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. I don't want to look at the fruit. Then I'd take my eyes off of Jesus and be looking at the fruit, just like Abraham did when he said, kill your son. I think he's more of a God than I am. I think he's more important to you. I think you man of faith, but you just made him. Your faith is in him, because the Messiah is going to come through him. You're just looking at him. Yeah, you're right. I need to kill him. If I do, he'll raise him up from the dead, though. So Abraham actually believed that he killed his son, he wouldn't die. He'd die, but he'd be resurrected. Yeah. And God said, yeah, but that's your son. I'm not asking you to kill your son. I was just testing you. Ah, this was only a test. Sometimes they have a test on television or something. You know, whatever they do. Someone you're supposed to notice. What is that? The Martians are coming. Oh, okay. I just wondered what that is. It's an attack from outer space. You know, it's like demons. You know, we don't know. I don't know why that thing rings, but something's serious. Whatever it is serious, you know. All right. So, anyway, God has rigged it out that you always win. You always win. You always win. Because God loves you. So therefore, in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. That's the sin right there. Unbelief. That's the sin right there. And again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you'll hear my voice, don't harden your hearts. For if Jesus, Yeshua, had been given them rest, that is Joshua. So it says Jesus, because that's the same as the Hebrew word, Yeshua. If Jesus, Joshua, had given them rest, that is, if it had come through Joshua, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? So there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest also has ceased from his own works. We don't do flesh works. We're not moral now. That's natural. That's something man in his best states altogether vanity. That's nothing to God. So you're not doing that. These works mean you rest from all your works. You don't do your works anymore. You do the Lord's works now. How? Being in a relationship with him. Let him be your Lord. Let him be your Savior. Let him be your perfecter. Let him do his job. But we just cease from that. That's why I'm resting, because I'm not worried about my works. I never look at my works. As God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, work, therefore, desire, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest every man fall after the same example of unbelief. Don't be in the soulish person. Be a spiritual person. For the word of God is quick.
Praise the Lord.
Powerful. What does it do? Quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing, even to the dividing sunder, even to dividing in two, of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, I could go on and on, because it's all saying the same thing. It's powerful. So, you can see, with God giving you a two-edged sword, this two-edged sword, it does many things, but it separates you who are born of the Spirit away from the world, which is born of the flesh. So you can't fornicate with kings. They're flesh. They're doing flesh things. Unless it was a Christian. But that's really hard for you to know. Sometimes a person will pretend like they're good, but they're not. We've had Christians that say, I'm Christian, and they did God-awful things. I can remember one. Oh, Christian. That'll be good. And he was awful. He's the most liberal guy we ever had. Till Obama came. Now he's the most liberal. But Hillary would have been even worse. So I'm glad we don't have those criminals any longer over us. But the one, maybe he didn't sin against God, I don't know. I don't know his heart. But I know one thing, he was in the flesh. I know everything he did was not to protect my rights. It was not protecting, the law didn't protect me as the beloved. It actually put me in fear. So everything that president did, and a lot of Christians over the years have said, I'm a Christian, but I don't know how many were. Most of them seem to be out for themselves, unjustly enriching themselves. But here's what God wants to do today in your life. Just, this is for you. This is for you. Alex, you still have soulishness in you. Do you admit that?
Yes.
Do you confess that?
Yeah.
Well, he's faithful and just.
Mm-hmm.
He'll forgive you. You're forgiven.
Amen.
Don't do it anymore. Go and sin no more. Man, Tim is a few little sins, very small, so small, but I can see them. And Raul, I know, I don't even have to bother with Raul. And so, all the sin that's in your life, all of it, you know what? You can't do anything about it. You can't get rid of it. All you can do is say, Jesus, get rid of it. If there be any wicked way in me, expose it and then crucify it today. Take up your cross. I want to be crucified today. I want to go through chair 5. I want to suffer. I want to complete the sufferings of Jesus, because if Jesus was down on the earth, he had been suffering for that. But now he's in heaven, hoping that we'll carry on. I don't know. Because a lot of Christians today, the bulk, the majority, lukewarm. They're not Christian. They're not. I'm sorry. They compromise all over the place. They're carnal all over the place. They're worldly all over the place because they mix Jesus with something else. You can't mix soul and spirit. They have to be divided with that two-edged sword. That sword has to come in and not only divide you from the world, but also from the false church. Not only from the world, but also from the false church. So we don't fornicate with kings, and we don't fornicate with harlots. Pull away. Pull away. My whole life today is to make sure the church that I'm part of, which is y'all, that church doesn't have any other Lord except Jesus. Right? So get rid of your niceness. Get rid of your works. Get rid of all that stuff because you've entered into his rest. Be restful. Be happy. you'd be happy all the time. You'd come to church with a smile on your face. Why? Because you're happy to see the brethren. You're happy to see Pastor Jim teaching you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Why? Because I don't have two agendas. I don't have any other agenda except to bless you. I'm not doing this for my health or anything else. I'm 77. I could be retired, but they want me to keep going. I'm going to keep going as long as I have strength. And I'm wearing down on some of that strength thing. But I believe that I'll make it. Yeah? How do you know? I don't. I really don't know. So I'm making the most of the time. Making the most of the time. Why? I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to be shut off. You know, you don't have any control over you when you die. God knows that, but he hasn't revealed to me that right now. But I have a feeling it's not today. I don't think it's today. Because we're having agape meal in Fort Worth. So I'm going there. Get some food. So I don't think it'll be today. All right. Y'all blessed?
Yeah.
Okay. Who'd like to share? Don't say what it is. Who would like to share that the Lord, when you were preaching, he showed me one soulish part of me that's not yet yielded to God in my soul, in myself. Myself is still has dominion over me in that area. He just showed me one, just like this. If he showed you just one, just lift that up. Now, don't anyone say two. Don't say that. Just say one. Okay. So that's good enough. Now, you're all forgiven. Because why? Because he's faithful enough to forgive you all for your sins. So you're forgiven. So that's not the issue. The issue is you want him to cleanse you. So you pray this prayer. Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. All of it. And do it today. Well, if you're only working on one, then get one more today. If you do on the one-a-day plan, you do another one tomorrow. But before the end of the year, I hope to get rid of most of my big ones. My big ones. And there's plenty of time to get rid of your big ones. So you don't have any fear in you, right? Right. By faith. You don't have any lust in you, right? Right. You don't have any self-pity in you. You don't have any doubt in you. You don't have any envy and so on and so forth. So you just go through those on your daily prayer. Do we have any of those books back there, Jack?
We did.
8 parts of prayer? Well, just go back and get one. People use them all the time. They do. You can go to college. You can go into jail and have one of those. They're powerful because you don't need anybody else except one other person. And you can do it all by yourself, actually. It's just set up that way that you see every day I have these sins. And once you learn how to pray, you're happy. You're happy. Why? Because he always forgives you. And he always cleanses you. Because that's not your promise, it's his. He promised to forgive you that. And the good work he began in you, he surely will complete it. Until you're perfected in love, until he comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you just go floating up to see Jesus. I hope somebody doesn't have their cloud move faster than mine. Because I always like to get to Dallas fastest. And I hate it when people like go 105 or something. I hate that. And I pull over in their lane deliberately to block them. I really do. And that is evil on my part. But I do it. I see them because I'm 2 miles ahead and two miles back. I'm watching that person. They're moving up fast, so I just pull right over in their lane and just move alongside the guy that's there so they can't go. Isn't that mean? It's nasty of me, but I want you to slow down and just relax and enter his rest and so on. So. So I hope somebody doesn't have a more speedy cloud than I have. God, you know that's one of my weak spots. You didn't cleanse that part right now. Okay, you're doing it now. Okay, I'll go slow. Amen. How many know that God wants no soulishness to have dominion over you? Doesn't mean you won't lie. It just means lying doesn't control you. That's all. That's all it means. Until Jesus comes back, you'll still have sin. So don't ever think, I'll be done with sin. You're never going to be done with sin. It's already been forgiven. and he's already cleansing it, and let him take care of when and how it is. He'll take care of it. He'd be a liar if he didn't. It's one thing he can't do. Let God be true. Every man a liar, but he's not a man. He's the greatest of all, because he never sinned. He's top.
Hallelujah.
And he's the one that loves you, Jacob, so that you don't lie anymore or exaggerate. Did you ever exaggerate one time? Man. So don't do it. Why? Because God doesn't want you to be that way. Anyway, if you do it, it's forgivable. So it's nothing. So you don't ever have to worry about sin. It's already been forgiven, and the good work he began, he'll surely complete it. So trust God on all that. I never look at my fruit. I never count my fruit. I never interested in my fruit. I'm only interested in serving and loving. Why? Because I don't have anything better to do. Why? Because he's taking care of everything. My God shall supply most of my needs. No, not most. All of my needs according to his riches and glory. Ha! So that's why I'm happy all the time. Why? I don't know. Everything's going my way. I don't know. I don't even look. I'm not even interested in what I just said. I just know it's all working out for my good. Why? I'm his beloved. I read that in the Bible. I read that in the Bible. Whatever I read in the Bible, it's true. I don't have to check it out. I do. I do. Daily I do. But I don't have to. I just want to. I want to see how many good things he has for me. Everything in the Bible is good for me. Everything in the Bible is good for me. It's good to love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. It's good to love your neighbor as yourself. It's good to do what God says that is your fruit. Because that's what he died for.
Amen.
So, what do you have left in you? Soul. Don't let soul dominate you. Whether it's murder, whether it's, vengeful or whatever. I'll give it all up to God. Don't have that. Don't carry that around with you. Just dump that along the side. You don't want it. Jesus died for it on the cross. Leave it there.
Amen.
All that's when he died, all sin was gone. When he died, all sin was gone. But we haven't seen that yet. It doth not yet appear. But it will, as soon as he comes. Is that going to be before time ends? Yes. That will be before time ends. You will see the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. You will see that. You don't see it today, but you'll see it. And that's not even the new heaven and the new earth. That comes afterward. Because all those people that made it through that test still have to be resurrected from the dead, some to damnation and some to eternal life. Us, eternal life, as soon as Jesus comes back. So, as a matter of fact, you'll already have that as soon as he comes back. And he comes back immediately. I mean, the second that the tribulation is over, 1260 days. Up, not one day longer, not one day shorter. Right on that day, when he comes back, boom, immediately you got your new body and your new soul. Huh, where did I get that? That trumpet. Oh, that's a loud trumpet. Yeah, I wanted everyone to know, Jesus. And every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Well, they're going to see the glory of the angels, the sky split open. I mean, it's like, whoa, what is that? That's Jesus. Yeah, to see that little name tag on him? Jesus. It'll say King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back for you, Wyatt.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, good friend. So God is great. God is good.
Amen.
Amen? The best has been saved to the last. What's your problem today?
Soul.
He's pointing out. If you're lukewarm, you're in the soul. You're in nature. We're not part of nature. We are a new creation, not the old. You're a new being entirely. You are God's son, daughter. You know, part of God's family. So the best has been saved to the last. So, no sin. Jacob, that makes sense? No sin? Can you do it? Exactly. Good answer.
Yeah.
Perfect answer. By faith, not fact. By faith. You don't have to see it to believe it. You have to believe it to see it. But you will. You see it before this world ends. You'll see it. You'll see where you are. You'll be in heaven. You will not be here on earth. The minute the tribulation, that's just 1260 days. Well, let's say it's tomorrow, then it'll only be 1260 days, and then boom, then there you're right there. Wow, then Jesus comes back, and wow, it's over. I want you to be ready before that. I don't want you to wait till that comes, because that's not right. So I want you to be like a virgin bride now, to say, I don't want any sin in my life. And since you do it, Jesus, get going. Just get going. Do it. Do it, Jesus. I hope he comes to Texas. Amen?
Amen.
Because he has believers here, right?
Yeah.
Gone to Texas. Everybody used to write that.
Yeah.
GTT. Gone to Texas. So everybody left there, including Sam Houston. Gone to Texas. That meant you were a thief, or, you know, your marriage didn't make it, or you're in debt, or something like that. That meant you're in trouble. And the first law we made in Texas, by the way, was anyone who has anything to do with America, we will not receive process here. In other words, you can't bring into Texas anybody's sin in what they owe you and so on. Canceled. Wow, everyone here clean. They started out clean. What about the 10-year thing and I escaped jail? It's all right. Once you're here, we don't count those. So no one can come in here and serve process on you. That's powerful.
Yeah.
First law. Wow. Imagine that. First law. That's good. So once you're here, you're free. I believe this is the home of the brave and the free, or whatever it is. Why? It's because we follow the Bible. That's why the belt of the Bible, or whatever we are. So in Texas, a horseshoe is a horseshoe. If you're here, you're Christian. Now, even though you're not, you have the name.
Yeah.
Now it's up to you to fill it in blanks. And I'm trying to fill it in so that Cynthia doesn't sin anymore. Amen. Mm-hmm. And your daughter, same. No more sinning. I know you haven't, so praise God. That's by faith. I don't care. Because I don't care. I've never followed my kids. Once they were 21, are you 21?
Yes.
You're free. And once you were 21, I just told them, I'll never tell you what to do, ever. From this moment on, you're free. Whoever you marry and whatever stupid mistakes you make, they're your own. So, I'm for you, not against you. If you need money and so on and so forth, be a person. Come to me as a person and say, Dad, I've spent too much money on credit card. Could you help me out? Yes. I've saved up for that. I was counting on it. I was counting on that. That you'd goof up. So now, I want you to learn mercy, forgiveness. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. It's not your problem. It's mine. But now that you're an adult, it's yours. But now you can make a deal with me. Now, Dad, if you give me this money and satisfy this debt so I won't be in debt anymore, what do I have to promise? Aha, great question. That's a great question. Okay. As long as this debt is not paid, you're not going to go out anymore, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that, and so on and so forth, and then it'll all be over. Well, how long will that be? How long does it take you to pay me back? And so each of my kids experienced that. I don't think the oldest one did, but all the others did. They each followed that, and so... paid the debt, it's over. my little bitty salary, and I do, I make less than anybody, but my little bitty salary, I just saved it all. Why? Because God gave me wisdom. As someday, you know, your kids might need to borrow something or other. You know, be ready for that. Quiet. Don't worry about a thing.
Okay, sir.
Your parents love you just the way you are. Yahoo! Yahoo!
Love you, sir.
I love you, too. You're the best.
Thank you for everything for us, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.